The 20s was an important period in this regard. It looks as if labor is under attack now, but remember, in the 20s, it had been smashed. The major American historian of labor historian, David Montgomery, has a book which you probably know, or should if you don't, called The Fall of the House of Labor. Very, you know, sort of standards, important book on the history of the labor movement. It ends in the 1920s, because that's when the House of Labor had fallen. With a lot of violence in that case, state violence, Wilson's Red Scare, the leading labor leader was in jail, Eugene Debs, where the New York Times had said years ago he ought to be sent, and so on. There'd been a big strike wave at the end of the First World War, smashed, labor movement destroyed, the whole thing wiped out. As Montgomery points out at the end of his book, labor had been virtually destroyed. Working people had to privatize their lives and aspirations. They sort of work out survival strategies for themselves, not with others, because the modes of cooperation and common struggle had been eliminated. And they did it, he ends up by saying, in a most undemocratic America, which is true. It was a highly undemocratic country, using a combination of modes of violence and coercion and repression and increasingly propaganda to prevent the dangers that Madison was worrying about, you know, almost 200 years earlier, that more and more people would secretly sigh for a better access to life's blessings and might even do something about it if they had a functioning democracy, which therefore couldn't be